This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 205 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Hello, Mr. Newman.
Hello, Andy White, and hello, listeners of the Internet Marketing Podcast.
And the title of today's show is, Have I Been Penalised? Which to me sounds slightly dodgy, but that's just my strange, slightly curved mind.
I think that says more about you, Andy, than it does about the title.
Embarrassingly, I think it does.
But yeah, so we're going to be talking a little bit about kind of Google penalties. There's a lot of people, I think a lot more people think they've been affected by a Google penalty than perhaps they would have been in the past. So, and I know that's a question I'm often asked when at Site Visibility we're taking on SEO projects, is that people come to us because they've potentially worked with another SEO agency or potentially worked on their SEO themselves and have found themselves previously ranking quite highly, but now not ranking so highly. And there's all kinds of different reasons for that. I think, first of all, that the important kind of thing to appreciate in that process is that not everything that someone would think of as a penalty is necessarily a penalty. In some cases, it's merely something that was working is no longer working. So perhaps you had some links which were passing equity to your site, or a on-site technique that perhaps was a little bit shady that was working but is now no longer working. So actually, rather than like Google saying you've been a naughty boy, it's just what was making you seem a good boy has kind of ceased to be the case. So that's kind of worth bearing in mind generally. Or potentially you get the opposite effect of that, that actually you've remained largely the same, but suddenly another factor of the algorithm's been turned up, which favours some of your competitors. So what I would say is, if you've kind of gone, I was in position one, now I'm in position three, I've been penalised, you probably haven't been penalised. The algorithm has just changed in such a way, or your competitors have changed in such a way that they are doing better than you have, or something's changed that made you look seem slightly worse. However, if you were ranking position one, or you know, page one, and you're now in position 150, or not ranking at all for a phrase, then there is the danger that you've been penalised. And so what do you do about that? Well, Google have been increasingly helpful at helping webmasters understand, you know, if they're being penalised. And how do they do that? Well, they do that through Google Webmaster Tools. Now, if I could offer one piece of advice for anyone who's kind of engaged in any kind of SEO marketing, is make sure you have Google Webmaster Tools set up for your website. It's dead simple to do. There's like three or four different ways you can gain access to it. But essentially, it's you verifying yourself with Google that I am the owner of the website. So you can do that by adding a little bit of code to your homepage, uploading a simple like small text file to your website, or actually if you've got Google Analytics in place, you can kind of verify it through that as well, because if you're able to put the Google Analytics code in place, the logic is that you also have kind of administrative rights over that website. And once you've got Google Webmaster Tools set up, there's all kinds of information that they provide in there about making your website more friendly to search engines, and that has things like where you've got crawl errors. It'll tell you the crawl errors that Google have. It'll tell you what pages of your site have issues, which pages of your sites have duplicate title tags, for example. And you know, if you've never done that before for your website or not done it recently, I definitely recommend going into Google Webmaster Tools and seeing what's there. But they also use it as a messaging center. And they send out warnings if they believe that you've been carrying out what they would term manipulative link building processes. So keep an eye on that, right? Because if you've got a message in there saying, we think that you've been doing bad, shifty SEO, and suddenly your rankings have dropped, then there's a cause and effect that's going on there. Now, what was happening when these penalties first, you know, these messages went round and then people started seeing their rankings dropping, the message that Google sent out was, well, what you've got to do is remove these bad links that you've built in the past. Well, it's not quite as simple as that. So a lot of cases, these are websites that have been built on behalf of, you know, SEO agencies working on behalf of a client who they finished work with them 3 or 4 years ago, or, you know, their websites that there's no contact details for. So how do you get those links removed? Well, initially it was just, that's tough luck, right? You know, you've just got to, you know, you've got to try harder. You've got to get rid of them all, was Google's message. But they have toned down that message slightly now as well. And they've introduced a tool called the disavow tool, which isn't really a tool, but more a kind of means for you to say to Google, please ignore these links which are pointing towards my website. I no longer want to be associated with them, and I believe them to be spammy. Now, there's all kinds of like game theory and, you know, what like there, and should you be telling Google the links that you built that were, you know, manipulative or paid for, or you know, on low quality websites. But if you're playing Google's sandbox, you kind of got to play with their rules. And their rules are at the moment that if you've been overly aggressive in the past and you want to keep using the same domain name, potentially you've got to try and get as many of these links removed as possible. And if you can't remove them, you've got to then use this disavow tool to say that you don't want them factored into your website ranking, and then file what's known as a re-inclusion request. And a re-inclusion request sends a message to Google saying, I've cleared up the mess, please can you re-judge me again? And in some cases, they'll reply and say, well done, you've got all that sorted. But in many cases, they'll come back and say, no, you've got to do more of this, or what about these links and these ones that you've done well? So it's quite a shift, fundamentally, because in the past, it used to be that you would it'd be very difficult to get any contact with Google whatsoever. Whereas now they're providing more and more contact, but potentially making people who have in the past engaged in some excessively aggressive SEO really struggle to get back on the straight and narrow.
I mean, this is good. I mean, there is now a process in place for sort of getting back and sort of saying to Google, look, can you take another look, because I've done some cleaning up. I mean, how do they respond, Kelvin? Do you know, is it just emails, or is it like forms, or...?
It's all within Google Webmaster Tools.
Okay, right.
So that's kind of, you know, the way that they manage it. So you can't operate outside of that. And at times, you know, the process can seem a little bit strange. So I have friends who have almost begun to specialise in this, and we'll probably have Tim Grice on in a couple of weeks, who's filed quite a lot of these. And there's quite often not a lot of consistency in how they deal with these re-inclusion requests. So you would file one re-inclusion request, and it would be accepted. You would file another re-inclusion request for another website that went to a similar level of effort, yet it not be deemed to, you know, be deserving to go back into the search index, or go back to the search index at a decent level. So it's interesting and difficult and kind of quite frustrating potentially, but there is a process there, which perhaps there wouldn't have been in the past.
Good stuff, Kelvin. So, yeah, so thank you for listening, people. And don't forget, if you want to go to the website, sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. And we're on iTunes. And we do have a new review, which I wouldn't mind reading out, actually, Kelvin. Shall I read this?
Okay, yeah, go for it. Yeah, go for it. I always love a review.
It's from a lady called Jill Quick. I have been listening to this podcast for over 3 years. There are others out there, but this is the only one really worth your time to subscribe and listen to. Whether you are an expert or beginner to digital marketing, you will find these insights and go to work with something actionable. Keep up the good work, Andy and Kelvin.
Well, thanks very much, Jill. That's about as good an endorsement as you can get, really. Brilliant. Isn't it?
Yeah, 5 stars. Thank you very much, Jill. So keep them coming. And also, if you want to you know, email Kelvin or send us an audio message, it's kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.co.uk, or the phone number is +44 if you're outside of the UK, or 0 if you're in the UK, 1273-256-150, and our clever audio robot will pick it up and email it to us.
Yeah, so yeah, please do send those messages. And also, I mean, I know a huge amount of the growth of the podcast comes from people recommending us to their friends. So those of you who do that recommendations, who email on and say, you guys, you should listen to this internet marketing podcast, we really, really appreciate that. And thanks for that. It's great to know that people find it useful. So thanks so much.
Do we know what we're talking about next time, Calvin?
If I can convince my new colleague, Natasha, who is currently hiding downstairs, making a cup of coffee for the last half hour to avoid coming on the podcast because she's very nervous, I'm hoping she's going to come on and talk to me a little bit about recruitment and digital recruitment and some of the mistakes that sometimes people can make when they're applying for jobs online, and things to think about and bear in mind if you're working with a recruiter or indeed going direct to a employer.
Coming up in the next show. Okay, that sounds really great, so we'll see you next time. It's goodbye from me, Andy White.
And goodbye from me, Calvin Newman.
See you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.